When I go so hard when I'm pushing it deep, she know I like it when she get on top and she loving on me. I'm making a rest. We making the temperature rise. A personal trainer. Making you sweat tonight. I'm dabbing. I'm dabbing. I'm dabbing tonight. She grabbing. She grabbing. Baby, just ride.
You gon' be on top. You can ride. Slip and slide. You gon' be on top.
Baby, throw it, throw it, throw it, yeah.
You gon' be on top. If I'm on the bottom, I'm gon' make you worry. You gon' be on top. You gon' be on top.
On top.
You gon' be on top. You can ride, slip and slide. You gon' be on top.
Baby, throw it, throw it, throw it, yeah.
You gon' be on top. If I'm on the bottom, I'm gon' make you worry.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
What's happening? What up, though? Yeah. Another round of applause. What's up, Instagram Live? What's up, Facebook? What's going on? K100 Radio, we're live. This is a special segment of K100 Radio that we got going on today. The phone number is 347-934-0966. Everybody, welcome to the show. Shout out to everybody checking us out right now, Instagram Live. And our Facebook Live crew is also checking in over here. That was James Anthony. First, that was C. Renee that I started the show off with. And then it was James Anthony. For good reason, 813 is in the building. You did? True. Yeah. This is a special segment airing the K100 Radio. What we're doing now is we're showing some love to the Tampa Music Conference, all right? And the Tampa Music Conference is an event that I'm going to be a part of this year for the first time. Not that I wanted to just take this long to get down with these guys. These guys have been rocking for a minute. Took me a minute, though. You know what I'm saying? But I'm here now, and we in the building. All right? And the Tampa Music Conference goes down June 22nd down in Tampa, Florida, man. And it's just really a great event ran by some great people. And tonight we're going to highlight some of the panelists. We're going to talk to the organizers of the event, all right? So I'm going to bring my main man over here, Angel, so what's going on? One of the organizers of the Tampa Music Conference via Skype. You should be able to see him over there right now if you're on Facebook Live. Angel, what's going on, bro? What's happening?
What's going on?
Well, thank you for definitely calling in. I really appreciate it, man. Go ahead and real quick. First of all, we want to give you guys some history of the Tampa Music Conference. How long it's been running? When did it start? What inspired you to do it? All that kind of stuff, man. And we're going to give away some tickets. All right. Absolutely. You're going to have to call in to get the tickets. That's even if you're on Instagram Live, 347-934-0966. If you can't remember that, go look at that post on our page real quick. You guys up here on Facebook should see the number going across the screen right here. All right. So I'm going to get off my soapbox and I've got a couple of questions about Angel. But first of all, man, just briefly introduce yourself and tell us about the Tampa Music Conference in your own words, overview.
Okay. So basically, we have to go back to September 12, 2001. My wife Kelly and I opened a record store here in Tampa. We named it Benton Records. Mm-hmm. And we sold records. We catered to the DJs.
Right.
Catering to the DJs kind of got us involved with, you know, the DJs were here, so the artists would come through. The artists would come through, so the producers would come through.
Right.
And before you know it, it was kind of like a little hub for the hip-hop scene in particular here in Tampa. In 2004, we kind of realized that we didn't have our own networking event. We would always go to other cities. We'd go to, you know, the one in Orlando. We'd go to the one in Jacksonville, Tallahassee, Miami. But we didn't have one here in Tampa. We really needed one because we have a strong scene. So in 2004, we picked a date, picked a venue, and said, let's just do it.
All right.
You know, we were hoping that, you know, 50 people would show up or 100 people would show up. We had a little over 300 people show up that very first time.
Wow, that's great. That's great. You know what? First of all, it sounds like the event was just started like a lot of events. You know, genuinely someone saw a need for something in their local area. That's how pretty much all of these music festivals, South by Southwest, A3C, all of these big name stuff, they always start local with someone. Like no one just goes nationwide with the music festival like off top. I mean, somebody tried to do that across the seas in the Bahamas recently. That didn't work out too well. R.I.P. to the Five Fresh. Anyway, that just doesn't work out so easily. You got to build these things up organically, right? And so I feel that's what you guys are doing. You guys are definitely on the right track. I feel like that area of Florida really does need, you know, an event like this. It has other events, but, you know, there can never really be too much. It can be, but it's just not enough down there to even come remotely close to being that being an issue yet down that area. You feel me? For a conference like you guys have got. So just I want to make sure that everybody just understands that this is something that was started grassroots. Like, you know, with somebody that said, hey, we need this in our city. And that's how all of your favorite big ones that you fly across country to go to and spend thousands of dollars and all kind of crazy money just to go out there and look cool. That's how they started too. Just want to make sure we got all that clear. All right, so back to Angel. All right, so you guys started the event. 300 people showed up, and then what's going through your head?
You know, I must imagine is what the feeling that I had that night. I'm not a drug user, but I imagine it's what that high must feel like that drug users chase the rest of their lives. It was very surreal. It was very surreal because a lot of people came from all over the country, and it kind of solidified that that the need was there. But more importantly, when we had feedback afterwards, everybody's feedback was on the panel and how good the panel was and how informative the panel was,
right,
and how it gave real information. So we kind of focused on that and kind of put our, you know, our eggs in that basket and try to always focus on providing real information, good information. We kind of live by a idea of giving our attendees way more than their money's worth. You know, that's what we aim for every year.
Right. So, and this is about highlighting some of the panelists. We're going to actually have a couple of them on besides winning the free tickets. Again, if you want to win tickets, that's coming up later. You're going to have to call into the show. The number is 347-934-0966. And if you're on Facebook Live, you'll see it scrolling across the screen. So you got to call in if you want to win your tickets. I'm going to give them away. But the panelists, I'm going to talk to a couple of them later, like I said. How do you go about deciding at this point? Because, like, okay, your first panelist that you picked up to now, like, how did you adjust it? What changed about the way you said what you decide as far as criteria for people to be invited out to be a panelist? You feel me? I'm one of the panelists, and I really feel honored because I'm always honored to speak on anybody's panel. I'm like, y'all actually want me to talk to your people? Are you sure about that? You sure? You want me to actually talk to your people? I don't want to mess anything up. You know what I'm saying? But I was really just happy that you guys actually invited me out, and I was really honored for that. So, you know, I don't take anything like that lightly, and I try to come and give my all, and I'm always frank and honest, and I try not to just give out any misinformation. But how do you pick your panelists, and what is adjusted with that that selection over the years since you started?
Initially, I focused on just whoever would agree to come. So, and we kind of had a home run from year one. It was pretty amazing. So, you know, our big station here at the time was Wild. They were the ones that were kind of running everything, and their PD agreed to come. That in itself was over the top because every artist wanted to kind of get at them and find out how do you get on the radio.
Right.
This was, you know, terrestrial radio back then in 2004. We had, you know, so we had kind of just people that I knew, friends, and it kind of went that route. Eventually, I would take suggestions. People would come in. I remember one year, I think it was the second year, somebody should say, you should see if Wendy Day will come through. And I didn't know who she was, to be honest with you. I'm not going to lie.
Right.
No. I looked her up, and I just sent a random email to, you know, info@rapcoalition.com and said, would you please be on my panel? And she said yes. Yep. And most of the time is like that. Over the years, we kind of narrowed it down to two panels. We have what I call the small panel and then the big panel. The small panel is usually focused on a particular topic. This year, for example, we're doing marketing.
Right.
So we have different types of marketers on the panel. We have a publicist. We have somebody from the newspaper, a writer. He's actually one of our local music critics. Then we have a couple other people who are, you know, just aces at doing both real world marketing and digital marketing.
Right.
So that's the small panel. Last year, for example, we did sync licensing, so we try to bring people who are, you know, music supervisors, et cetera, et cetera. The big panel, I always have an attorney. We rotate the attorney, but I always have an attorney because you can never ask those guys enough questions. And then I kind of try to vary who's on the panel. Like, I always try to have some kind of songwriter, some kind of producer, mm-hmm. some kind of manager. In your case, you know, you do media, you know, but I look at the bigger picture and I look at the whole, everything that person embodies. So yeah, you know what, you're on K100, but more than that, you've been an artist yourself.
Right.
You're a songwriter, you know, all those other parts of the industry. And then you're also passionate about sharing the information. If people go through your archives, oh my God, you got some gems in there.
Thank you.
like I save a lot of those, and they're on like my to-do list. Eventually, I'm going to go back and finish reading them. And I learn a lot from those. You know what I mean? And you're always posting, and you're passionate about sharing information. And that's the kind of person that we look for. You know, everyone who comes through volunteers their time. Everybody who comes through because they want to share that information. And it just always works out, man.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things I want to touch, man, because, you know, it's really difficult, you know, to get because you have a lot of different quote unquote music conferences, and sometimes they can go completely up where they just turn into like club parties. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's supposed to be conferences, and then you go there and you can't really network because everybody's halfway drunk trying to be a star in the VIP. You feel me? And all of the artists there are trying to perform, not actually network and meet people, and they skip the panels. They just want to go in and turn up on the stage, you know what I'm saying, and maybe meet a DJ or two or something like that. Just crazy stuff that goes on at some of the events that I've been. I'm not calling no names, man. I'm just trying to call nobody out. I'm just saying, y'all know what I'm talking about, or y'all know I'm not lying. Right. So, and I've heard about, I've heard that you guys' events are basically completely 180 opposite of that. You know what I'm saying? And it really is all about the information. It really is all about learning. And as you alluded to me, I'm real big on that because this is an organic movement too. Just like the Tampa Music Conference, this was something that was created by someone who saw a need for something, a need for another platform, a need for another avenue. And so we're here on K100 Radio, and the same way people are going to be down in Tampa on June 22nd. You know, you guys saw a need, you built it, and they came. And I feel like that's really something that we do have in common as two platforms. And big respect when I met you guys, you know, and I met you guys physically for the first time at another music conference, right? And so to me, that was big because I was like, look, these guys got their own, you know, conference going on that I've heard of, and it's pretty got some good notoriety. But, you know, they're humble enough to come and support the next guy's conference. You know what I'm saying? Somebody that I had a long relationship with. And to me, that stood out. You know what I'm saying? And so when you guys asked me to be a part of it, I was like, sign me up ASAP. I'm with it. Just because of what you guys represent over there with the Tampa Music Conference and everything that you guys have got going on. Now, tell me, if you can, with all the information out right now, this is the question for you, Angel. With all the information out, we've got Google, we've got internet, social media, and all these other kind of things. I all the time see these little rants and little slick posts on social media by certain industry types saying, well, do we really need music conferences? Tell me, why do you feel right now in 2017, with all the information that's at your fingertips, with your phone and your computer, why do people need the Tampa Music Conference? Why should they attend?
That's actually a really good question. And I'm going to go back to what you just said a few minutes ago. You and I met for the first time at a music conference.
Right.
And for years, we've missed each other because people kept telling me, man, you got to get Blizzmon. Like, it was always on my to-do list. It just always kind of just never made it. And it wasn't until y'all shook your hand and got to meet you that the connection was made. So, yeah, the knowledge is huge, but you never know whose hand you're going to shake. Now, you never know who you're going to come across. And we, you know, we're not about the rah-rah. We're so not about that. First of all, there's no alcohol at our conference. None.
Oh, yeah.
Just don't sell it. It's just not there.
Right.
Because you're there for work. There's plenty of alcohol at the after.
Right. I just want to make sure I get a round of applause on that one. Let me do it again. Although I've never been to any kind of music conference that didn't have alcohol, this is going to be my first one. It's going to be an adjustment. Got to tell you guys, it's going to be an adjustment, but I'm going to make it, and I'll be all right. Look, I'm just joking. I totally get why you're not doing it. You feel me? But this is actually truthfully the first one I've been to that someone said, we don't have alcohol here. We don't serve drinks. during the conference. And even if it's like at a hotel setting, there's still an open bar there. You feel me? Like, I've been to several that were like at a setting, the same similar setting, not in the club, at a hotel or at a conference hall, but they always have like an open bar there, just because I guess they feel like the industry people need to drink in order to just calm and kind of, I don't know, get in some sort of mood to where they want to just talk, you know, loosen up a little bit. I don't know why. Is that a people thing? Is that a marketing thing? Is that a, you know, a strategic thing? Or is it just that people, they know people like to get drunk in the industry? I don't know, but that's interesting. That's an interesting point that you just made. Yeah.
We there's plenty of time to drink at the after party.
Yeah.
And we do drink and we do have a lot of fun. But I just noticed that people just act different when they're in a different environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't do it at a club. We do it at a really nice venue. A lot gets done, and there's something impressive when you're speaking and you have a room, you know, 300 people, 400 people, however many people in that room, who's hanging on your every word and taking notes. You don't have the whole lot of, you know, side talk. Everyone's paying attention.
Right.
And when that happened, we realized that, you know what, we're really onto something here. So to answer your question, you know, why should someone go to the Tampa Music Conference or any conference for that matter? One, I believe that networking is still very, very crucial in this industry, as in any industry. And but one of the things that the younger group of artists that are coming up, the younger people that are coming up, they're forgetting real world marketing. They're forgetting the importance of going out there and promoting their product, of you know, bringing business cards or bringing CDs or bringing jump drives or bringing whatever. And networking and real world promoting. I mean, we rely so much on social media, and we just, you know, it doesn't work. You have to still go out and hit the streets. You have to go talk to the DJs. You have to go talk. You have to leave your house. You have to leave your room. You have to get up off your couch. You can't make it by just sitting there posting on Facebook and Instagram. You know, a lot of people don't realize that less than 6% of your friends actually see your post.
Right.
And you have this, for lack of a better word, this cycle jerk where, you know, I post my video and I got 4,000 friends and only 200 people, 50 people, 10 people click on it or whatever. And then I'm, you know, mad because people are not supporting me.
Right.
They're not supporting you. They just don't even see your shit. So
exactly.
You can't just rely on internet marketing. You have to get up and you have to go out. You have to go where the people are at, man. I mean, beautiful relationships come out of these events. And I just think it really is a worthwhile event. I mean, like you said, I still go to the conferences and I learn and I meet people, and it's done wonders for me.
Right. So you guys are also, you know, we've got certain panelists that we're going to slate to the, I'll call them out in a minute. That are slated to actually call in a second. We're going to talk to each one of them about their conversations. These are not going to be in-depth, you know, direct line style interviews. We're just going to get, you know, just get a little knowledge of who you guys are going to be able to have conversations with, and what the people that you're going to be dealing with beyond just, you know, me and Angel, the people that are doing this particular back and forth right now. And, you know, just kind of encourage you guys to go out and actually attend the event. You know, these kind of events don't grow if people don't attend. You guys, they're gonna grow as big as the support that you guys get, just like anything else, you know. But you guys are also an independent label, right? You guys have a label, Benton Records, right? And you guys have got artists, and you guys, you know, how are you balancing all that with doing, you know, I know this is an annual event, but these kind of events literally take months to plan, right? So you've got to do all that kind of, you know, people think they just pop up and it's once a year. It's once a year for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Because if they get to be big enough, trust me, I've helped someone do one, and that's why I don't do no more at all. Like, I'll just show up and I'll talk on your panel, bro. Yeah. I don't want to organize it. You know what I'm saying? Because I was a part of one, and I was like, this is a complete headache. I don't know how you deal with all these artists and all these people and all these gotta-haves, and, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. So how do you balance it with having Benton Records and having, you know, the Tampa Music Conference and making sure your artists are on track? And, you know, do you learn some things from some of your guests that actually helps you on your grind as being an independent label?
Well, that's actually one of the advantages of doing the conference, that it does help the record label out a lot through the knowledge. So to answer your first question, how do I do it? Well, we start off planning in January. You know, you start off in January, so it does take many months to do it. It's not overnight. And then I get a lot of help with the record label side, with the publishing company side. A lot of you guys who know us know that Carol does all the work and I take all the glory. Carol's my wife, by the way.
Right,
so,
shout out her.
So, you know, we have help. When I moderate the panel, I'm always asking questions on issues and problems that I've come across. Mm-hmm. So when I need a question answered or I have a problem that I mean, there's a reason we're doing marketing this year, because I want to learn some more about marketing.
Right, right.
You see what I mean? Last year, I wanted to get into sync licensing, so I brought a bunch of music supervisors to Tampa so I could kind of get in their circle. So I am kind of voting the conference in that matter, where I'm using it to learn as much as I can and to network with the people that as much as I can. But it's just time management, really. That's what it is. Nothing else. There's no secret but to you know how to manage your time.
Right. So let's talk real quick about the artist. K1's Radio. I'm your host, Griffin. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to the show. Again, the number is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. We are giving away tickets. Our switchboard is up, and you people are not calling. What are you doing? You don't want to go for free? Everybody going? See, here's the thing. I know it's somebody down there right now in the 813, right down there, Tampa, Orlando, Gainesville area, Miami. Y'all close enough to really everybody really south of Atlanta. Everybody should just drive. I mean, I drove 12 hours of freaking South by Southwest. You feel what I'm saying? And people drive from all over to go to A3C, right? I think they should drive just as far to go to the Tampa Music Conference at the end of the day if they're getting some knowledge. But especially people that's in Florida and the Southeast region, definitely, you know what I'm saying, should make your way down there. But some of you right now are going to make a big deal probably at like you broke. Even though I know you got some Jordans on, even though I know you're smoking some loud, and you call yourself a rapper, you call yourself an artist and a producer, and you want to get on, you feel me, you pay for some rims, but you ain't going to want to give up that little bit of money just to go in here and get some real knowledge and shake some real hands. I know you out there, and I know somebody told you about this. We're going to help you out. 347-934-0966, and we're going to give away some free tickets, all right? we got a call on the line real quick. Let me see if this is somebody real quick, though. We only got 5 tickets to give out, so, like, first come, first serve. And that's when I go to the phone lines randomly, like so. Area code 404. Area code 404-319. Hello? Hello.
Hey, bless him. This your boy.
Oh no, JC, hold on. I got him, JC. Don't worry about it. I don't check him in. I got him. Go ahead, bro. Who is this?
You know your Facebook crew, Anthony Atkinson.
Oh, Anthony, what's going on, bro? Are you calling in for tickets? Or are you calling in for a question? But do you want tickets?
No, I do artist management, and I definitely want to be there.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. So, congratulations. All right. Are we doing like one ticket per caller type deal, Angel? That's how we're gonna do it, right, tonight?
No, you know what? Actually, we could do a pair.
A pair?
Let's do a per caller.
Okay. All right. So, so basically, you got a pair of tickets, Anthony. Don't have us give you these tickets and you don't pull up, bro. I'm gonna talk about you, and I'm gonna talk about you bad on social media. I am.
Don't
I'm tag you. No, I'm gonna
pull up on you.
Talk about you. This is what's going to happen.
I'm going to pull up on you, Blizzard.
Okay. All right. So make sure inbox me, bro. Inbox me, and I'll make sure I know who you are exactly. So me and Angel was earlier, we was talking about, like, well, what if somebody calls or we don't know? They might try to, like, flood the lines or try to – and I got it. Don't worry. I know my people. So I know this guy right here. So we good. So we got 2 tickets. We got 2 tickets for you, bro. Thank you for calling in. Anything you wanted to say to Angel real quick while we're live on the air?
I just appreciate him giving the artist this opportunity. Because even though I'm in the Atlanta area, artists need to travel out and see other things and see other opportunities.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. There's a whole new market. You know, Tampa's number 19 in the country. We're not as small as everybody thinks.
Exactly. That is a real huge misconception about that area. But, and I notice it being up here, like, people don't realize how big it is and how many people are down there in that area. But like you just said, you know, people do need to travel. So just a quick question about that. How many, on average, like, how many people do you get from out of town attending the conference? I know you kind of know your numbers in your demographics, if you charted it out or anything like that. How many people do you normally get? What's the ratio of like local people attending and people that travel to attend the Tampa Music Conference?
If we have the bulk of the people obviously are from the Bay Area, then we expand over towards Orlando, Sarasota, Fort Myers. But out of state, maybe 20% will come through. We have people that come from New York a lot, Chicago, the Midwest. We have a few people that come through just about every year. One year I had a guy come from Germany, which I thought was just nuts.
Right. Wow.
but they come from all over the place, man.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. You know, you're doing it. You know, look, when they start coming from overseas, when they literally start, you know, and trust me, you know, when you go to these really huge ones that's been around for a long time, of course, you know, here are the ones that we have here, and, you know, sometimes they're not even, I don't count the big music festivals like maybe One Music Fest or whatever, or, you know, as like a music conference, because there's no panels or nothing like that. Those are just really big concerts, you know what I'm saying? So I would, and even with A3C, it's a mixture of the two. They do have the panels and stuff, but they have the added plus of having big name artists also to draw in fans of those people who may not attend not one single panel. They just came to see those people for the Lolo. So we understand that. But, you know, when people come from that far and wide, you know, and your event is really centered around learning, that says something about it. Because, again, that's why I asked you the question earlier about, you know, how relevant do you feel conferences are with all this information out here? When back in the day, you couldn't find any of this information. And now you've got blogs and websites and all this kind of stuff. But the shaking of the hand, the art of the actual one-on-one conversation, meeting someone, actually physically touching this person, you know what I'm saying, is a big difference and it's a big deal, all right? So congratulations to my homie Anthony. He got 2 tickets already. We got 3 more. And we got some one of the panelists getting ready to – hold up. Somebody else is calling me. Wait one. Hold on, Angel.
Okay.
Area code 941-345. Christy, what's up? 941-345. Hey, Christy. I don't know what happened to Christy. Hold on, let me try it again. Maybe her phone line is not acting right, or maybe she had me on mute. Christy, area code 941.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes,
can
I
you
hear
me?
Now. What's going on? Yes, I have.
Hi,
are you calling
Blitham.
How you doing? You
yes, this is Christy from Crowd Control. Yes, I am.
All right. Christy wants tickets. All right, how many we got for her, Angel? We got 2 for her, too?
Yes, well, yes, it's a good
deal. All right, Christy, well, congratulations. You just won 2 tickets to the Tampa Music Conference. Anything you want to say to Angel? And I know you plan on attending, right? Of course, right?
Angel, I already bought my tickets already for the conference, but
why are you calling in? Wait a minute. Wait. Why are you calling?
Because I bought 2 tickets, but then I can get these tickets and give them to someone else. I can't wait to see you guys, Angel.
Okay.
Thank you, Christy. I appreciate you.
I know you're putting them to good use, though. You know, maybe you'll give it to an artist who really deserves it, who's really out here grinding that hasn't popped up on my radar or Angel's radar or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure you put it to good use, Christy. Pretty sure.
Definitely, I will. But I had to call and say hi. And Angel, I'll see you soon.
I appreciate you.
All right. Shout out to Christy. Crowd Control. Thank you for calling and getting those 2 more free tickets. It's cool, though. You know what I'm saying? At least we know the tickets are going to people who are actually going to attend the event and put in some work. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure she put them to good use. We got 1 more ticket left. 1 more. That's it. We got 5, right? So we got 1 left, right?
Let's do 5 pairs. Just to keep it good. You know what I mean?
Whoa. All right, then.
We'll do 3 more pairs. That's fine.
All right. So basically, you ain't even got to make the ride yourself. So if you're within driving distance, you and a friend can pull up to the Tampa Music Conference, you know what I'm saying, and you know, get some networking in. So we've already given away 2 pairs of tickets, and right. Angel So right here of the Tampa Music Conference, he says we've got 3 more pairs to give away. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. Now, this particular segment was really set up mostly for FaceView because we got the Skype thing going on. But if you are happen to just jump in and out over here on my Instagram Live, right now we're live with Angel So-So of the Tampa Music Conference, an event going down Thursday, June 22nd. It's a great event. If you're in the South Florida area, hit us up, and we'll get you guys tickets right now. We're giving away. We got 3 more pairs of tickets. You know, all right? So you get 2, 347-934-0966. All right?
And we had someone slated to call in at 8:30, right? Which was who was the first person that was slated to call in?
David, I think, was supposed to come in.
Right. And you know, I've been rolling. You can't see it because you know when you're Skyping in, you can't see it. But I've been rolling pretty much a slideshow of who's going to be pulling up at the event. We've got Janet Berrios, all right. Elizabeth Neff, which is a publicist. I'm looking at it myself. Ray Roa, I think that's what it says. He's a music editor, Creative Loafing. Jim Chambers, who I think we're going to talk to tonight, president of Music Box. Courtney Bear Seals, which is an artist manager. I think we're supposed to talk to him tonight. David Klassen, director, writer, publisher relations at BMI. Davey J, an entertainment attorney, all right, at Me Heal and J. Myself, Blizz, all right, program director here at K100 Radio. Jim Tames, as a songwriter, also supposed to pull up. Going after performances by James Anthony, of course, and Hybrid EM16. Am I missing any other artists? Because those were the only ones that I had in the slide right there. Any other artists that I'm missing that might be performing?
Yeah, C-Renee is actually going to be performing that night.
Right, C-Renee. I don't know why I don't have her picture wasn't in there, but of course C-Renee. We're going to jam out to some C-Renee when we ride out, though. Y'all hang around.
Priceman is going to be. These are some that we added kind of late, you know. Last couple of weeks we added the last few. So Priceman, C-Renee. Oh, we have this guy named Joshua Cruz, who's a really dope singer.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua Cruz, and I'm forgetting someone. Forgetting the last person.
Hmm.
Come back to me.
Okay, great. We'll get it together. Yeah. but some of the panelists, and you know, for this particular segment, I guess, how would you, the region that you're in, you know, and you talked about how many people are down there. Let's jump to that because it's always been really kind of amazing to me as far as South by Southwest, how I was able to pop up in a city like Austin, you know what I'm saying? Which is big, but it's Austin, you know what I'm saying? It's not Dallas. It's not Houston. It's not one of the big, big cities. And I know Tampa is one of the big cities in Florida. You know, as opposed to, you know, what is it the big, I know Jacksonville is geographically the biggest, but most populated was maybe Miami's only bigger as far as Tampa goes.
Yeah, Miami-Dade County's the biggest one. It goes kind just kind of runs into one. And then the Tampa Bay area, then Orlando.
So you know, regionally, you know, doing an event like this, how has it helped, you know, with the actual, relationship between you guys and some of the other artists that are in the region? Now, I asked you that for a specific reason. See, Florida, I'm from Florida. If y'all don't know, I'm from Florida. This is another reason why this particular conference is kind of like, you know, I really want to see these guys win. I'm from Florida. I'm from Panama City, Florida. If anybody don't know that, born and raised, right? But I've been in Atlanta for about 20 years now, but I am a Florida boy at heart. So I remember when I was an artist, like you alluded to earlier, there were just really no real opportunities coming out of the state. You only had one kind of sound. You feel me? I literally went to Atlanta because I felt like there was no way I could really come up as an artist and really win, you know, because there was just no real plugs down in the state, you know, that I had myself. I knew it was some, but it just wasn't enough to go around. So how do you think that the conference can help change that dynamic? Because I hear a lot of people that's even the event that we was at C. Wakely's event, the Gainesville Music Summit, you heard a lot of the artists and a lot of the topics of conversation saying, hey, you know, nobody wants to work together down here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know, nobody's really trying to plug in the local artists, you know, and show love just on the basis of them being from Florida. Like, Florida's not like Atlanta. They always try to compare everywhere to Atlanta. Like, everything here is like kumbaya. Like, everybody here goes and hangs out and eats breakfast and just everybody's the best of friends. Like, nobody has no beef or nothing. So, you know, a lot of people, other artists, and I noticed that when I was at the Gainesville Music Conference, how a lot of artists felt that way about the state of Florida. Like, there was no camaraderie. What do you think about that? And what do you guys think that you could do with the conference to kind of help change that outlook on the state?
Okay, well, I'm gonna cover a couple of things. So one, you know, the Atlanta that we always talk about is the Atlanta from yesteryear. You know what I mean? We're thinking about when Atlanta radio played Atlanta artists, et cetera, et cetera. And we're still stuck to that romantic idea when we say, you know, why can't we just be like Atlanta? And we were kind of stuck there. I also want to talk about real brief about support. The problem with a lot of artists, and I love you. You guys know that I love. I mean, I go hard for these artists. But you gotta stop asking for support. You got to. You have to earn it. You have to earn the support. It's not, you can't expect your friends and family to carry your career. It's not going to happen. Your friends and family can only eat at your restaurant for so long before they get tired of your food. So you have to expand outside of your friends, your family, your fellow Floridians, whoever, and earn that support. Now, with that being said, this unity, kumbaya type of stuff, you know, events like ours helps bring people together. And I've seen it. I've seen collaborations. I've seen people meet at the conference, go on, and make beautiful music that tops the charts. It's happened. Now, I don't know that, you know, I'm going to use this analogy. You know, you buy a puzzle, 500 pieces, you open the box, you put it on the table. What are the chances that it's going to fall where all the pieces are in place? Not, you know what I mean? In order for us to kind of get to that place where we're together, everything has to be just right. And I think we need to stop looking for that just right. I think we need to focus on, first of all, it's a business. So focus on your business, focus on the product that you're doing, focusing on yourself. If you're doing right, everything else will come to you. Stop looking for support from your fellow Floridians, et cetera, et cetera. The other thing that I want to say is that, you know, winners like winners. So, you know, if you want to be with people that are doing something, you got to go where those people are at. You know, if you think that Miami's where it's popping, then you know what? Go network with the people in Miami. Go network with the people in the industry that are doing the things that you want to do, whether it's the Tampa Music Conference or any other conference or any other networking event or just any party, just a night at the club where the people are at that you want to kind of be with. I want to see my city win more than anyone else. I love my city. I want somebody from here to pop off and open, knock the door open for the rest of us, and we're all going to bum rush it. But you know what? I can't sit around waiting for that, man.
Right.
I just can't. And I can't be mad at because other people aren't doing it for me.
Exactly. Good point. You know, and I think that goes across the board, you know, and we look at artists, Angel. Let's have another frank conversation while we at it. Why not? While we're here. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go ahead. Because I'm waiting for the our first person was 8:30, so they're late. The first person was to hit us at 8:30, the first caller. And I got JC on the phone line, so she's waiting. She's on standby in case they hit the phone lines. I don't see him over here yet. But we're still giving away the tickets, people. 347-934-0966. So in the meantime, I am eyeballing this switchboard over here, waiting for you guys to call in for these free freaking tickets. Free tickets. 347-934-0966. But we know that the what you said right there is definitely an issue with the artist. Let's talk about the camaraderie and the support of other promoters, though, and DJs. Here's the thing. See, we everything that we say with the artist, we kind of know that. Like, we understand that to be factual. You know, artists can be egotistical, but so can other people that in other lanes in the industry. You know, promoters and DJs and, you know what I'm saying, publicists, managers, you know what I'm saying? You know, what advice would you give them? What advice, not artists, but what advice would you give anybody else? Other. We got artists and the others. What about the others that are coming down here to the Tampa Music Conference? What advice would you give them about this particular event? Like, how, you know, sometimes they come down there and they do less networking than the artists because they feel like they don't have to, because they feel like these events are for artists only, right? Like, you know, I've noticed that about a lot of them. A lot of people come in, they're like, yeah, you know, the artist got to do this. And I'm like, but you're a manager and you're still sitting over here in the fucking VIP too, doing nothing. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
And you're a manager, so you should be networking just as much. So, I mean, I noticed a general disconnect, but how do you guys – what would you say to anybody that's other, outside of the artists coming to the conference? What would you guys say to these guys?
We're actually fortunate enough to have a really nice variety of industry people come through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is. We're just really fortunate. It's the artists are not, by any stretch of the imagination, the majority in it. It's pretty well balanced. You know, we have a lot of producers that come through. We don't have as many DJs as we used to. DJs are funny, man. DJs think they should get in for free. You know, they really are.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sorry. I love you, but, you know, you're getting a benefit out of it too. So,
right.
But we still have some DJs that come through. We have some radio people that come through. We have managers, a lot of managers come through. It got to the point to where I realized that people weren't making the most of their time because they were coming up, you know, so what do you do? So what do you do? Oh, I do this. So I kind of took the guesswork out of that, and everybody who comes through has color-coded wristbands.
Mm-hmm.
All the DJs are green, for example. All the artists are yellow. All the producers are blue.
Right.
So, you know, if you're an artist and you're looking for DJs, you know what color, and they actually say on the wristband itself, you know, DJ, artist, songwriter.
Right.
It makes the networking a lot more efficient so that way you know what the people do. So if you're an artist and you're looking for dope beats, go look at all the producers. You just got to look at the wristbands and you know what they do. And that came as a result of just noticing that there was quite a few different types of people there.
Right.
And knowing that it made the, you know, made the networking more efficient.
All right, cool. All right. So I see that maybe they took my word last time I went on a quick little rant. We got people calling in for free stuff. I was wondering,
nice.
I was like, normally people, free stuff, people are always calling in. We got some more people want some more free stuff. All right. K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to this show, this special segment of K100 Radio. We're live right now with Anchor Social of the Tampa Music Conference. I really appreciate everybody over here that's rocking with us on Facebook. You got, a lot of you guys are doing a lot of sharing over here, man. Shout out to Christy and Anthony. They've already won a pair of tickets. You guys, make sure you guys inbox me, though. Both of those guys are connected with me on Facebook, so we shouldn't have a problem getting the tickets to the right people. Let's jump back over to the phone lines real quick. Area code 727. All right, LeManuel Sanders says he wants some tickets. LeManuel, what's up? LeManuel. Hold on, let me make sure. Why is everybody not answering? Hello, LeManuel.
Hello.
Oh, what's up? What's going on, bro?
What's up? What's up?
All right, you won a set of tickets, man. Congratulations. Where you from?
Yo.
Where you from?
Hello, hello.
I'm talking to him. He
not much. Just tuned into.
Oh, okay. Must be like a little bit of a delay. Seems like he's got a little bit of a delay on your line, LeManuel. It's like
you're hearing me.
St. Petersburg. Yeah, he dropped out. His call dropped. We'll go to the next one. Angela, area code 404-751. Hello?
Yes, we're here. We're here live in the living room just listening to our favorite station, K100 Radio. So,
well, thank you for that. You want tickets, right? You want tickets? Huh?
Yeah, of course. It's this weekend, right? When is it?
All right, cool. Well, look, thank you for calling in. Of course, you know, LeManuel, I see LeManuel was calling back. I'm going to try to go back to him in a second. We've got one of our special guests on the line, so I got to make sure I get ready to jump over here to him. LeManuel, I will get your tickets. If you're not connected with me on Facebook, you can email me at k100radio@gmail.com. If you're still on the phone line, I'll come right back to you. Angela Harris, BTMB Magazine, is in the building. She just wants two tickets. What you going to do with these tickets? What you going to do with these tickets?
I'm going to find me another thirst trap and take him with me.
You going to do what you say? Say that again.
I'm going to find me another thirst trap and take him with me. Let him learn a little bit.
If you got, you know what? We ain't got time to get it. Because that's an inside joke. And everybody's listening right now. Like, what does she mean a thirst trap? Trust me. Go to her Facebook. Her name is Angela Harris on Facebook. She's probably down there in the Facebook feed right now. Go look at all the pictures she's been posting lately and thirst traps. There you go. That's all you need to do. Just look at some of those pictures that she got going on for the summer. It's going to be a long summer. Thank you, Angela Harris. Big ups to BTMB Magazine. All right. I hope to see you at the conference. I'm pretty sure I see you pull up on us. All right?
Yes, definitely will. Looking forward to it.
All right. Big ups to BTMB Magazine. All right. So we've got one of our LeManuel Sanders. LeManuel Sanders. Again, just look us up on you can inbox us on you can inbox the Facebook page, go to send a message there, or my name Blizzum says Ron Blizzum. This is a public feed, so you should be able to get to me, and you can inbox me there, and I'll make sure that you get your tickets. All right,
So we've got one more pair, right, Angel? One more pair, right?
One more pair.
All right, one more pair of tickets. All right. We've given away four sets of tickets to the Tampa Music Conference tonight. Big ups to Angela Harris, LaManuel Sanders, who else? Christy and Anthony. All right, we got one more set. All right, so we've got one of our guests on the line. All right. This is Dave. The number to call in is 347-934-0966. It is not our studio number. Do not call our studio right now. If you call in our studio, we're not going to answer the phone. That's not the number to call in for the tickets. The number is 347-934-0966. All right. So our first guest for tonight that's going to be one of the panelists at the Tampa Music Conference is Dave. I want to say his name for me, Angel. His last name. Dave Klassen. I think I'm saying that right.
Klassen.
Dave Klassen. All right. We're getting ready to bring him on the line right now. Hello, Dave. What's up?
Hey, how's it going? How are you guys doing?
We're great, man. Thank you for tuning in and rocking with us. Appreciate you coming on the show.
No problem.
Absolutely. Angel, do the honors, man. And please introduce Dave real quick, and I'm going to ask him a couple of quick questions, if you don't mind.
Okay. No, not at all. So David is works with BMI. He is the director of artists and publishing relations. Am I right, David?
Yeah, we call it writers and publisher relations, songwriters, yeah.
Okay, but David's right there in Atlanta as well, and he has done a few other things with some of the nonprofits in the area. He's done work with South by Southwest and Lollapalooza in the past. But I mean, my first reason to call him before I saw some of the other stuff that he had done in the past was the fact that he is with BMI, and you know, that's one of the things that always comes up. People always have questions about their royalties.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm excited to be down there, guys. Thanks for having me, Angel. I used to run a record label in Orlando, so I know Tampa really well. I've got a lot of friends and family in the area, and it'll be fun to kind of meet some new people. I used to participate a lot in Florida Music Conference, so it'll be good to be down there, you know, talking music. The last time I was down there was for Sarasota Film Fest. We were talking about music and film, but I'm excited to meet some new faces, tell them about what we do at BMI, and kind of inform people from an education perspective on how we can help you get your money, how to make money as a songwriter and as a publisher, how to get paid through our live touring platforms through BMI Live and our farm platform, and as well as answering any questions that pertain to, you know, registration, production, when do I sign a pub deal, how do I turn a cue sheet in, register this song and that song. I'll be on hand to do any kind of breakout session with people that want to know even more after the panel. So I'm looking forward to be there.
That is excellent, man. Thank you for calling in for this special segment and introducing yourself to our broadcast over here at K100 Radio. We really appreciate it, David. Looking forward to meeting you, man, in person down there at the conference. So some of the stuff that you just said is going to be some great, amazing information that you're giving out, bro. I really appreciate it. I know where all the things are changing right now with the way people are getting paid, with what works, mm-hmm. with actually, you know, with the streaming wars and everything that's going on, and you know, all this stuff. People think they know something because they went to, you know, Jack the Rapper back in '92 or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Angel's laughing, but no, for real, I meet people who feel like I know everything already. I'm like, bro, they just passed like a whole book. I don't even know everything. I don't even know anything about internet radio when I do this every day because they keep changing stuff. All these laws and all these rules that they're making, it changes literally like by the quarter at this point. So there's always some new information, you know what I'm saying, that you can learn. So, yeah.
I'm looking forward to just teaching people the basics, dropping knowledge on how to keep your house in order as a songwriter. You know, even if you're the drummer in a band and you guys want to split up your royalties four ways, I'll walk us through a real-life example so that nobody gets hurt. We all know that bands and groups break up, and that's why BMI represents over 700,000+ songwriters and publishers worldwide, collecting their money, and we pay out every quarter, and we're getting ready to pay out again. So if you're a songwriter listening right now, you know, and you haven't registered your set list for BMI Live, or you haven't even registered songs, and you know you've got activity on the charts or syncs for film and television commercials or just any kind of activity, you need to get those songs registered. I'll walk people through how it goes down and show people our BMI app. If you're listening right now, we can download the BMI mobile app in order to get started on learning about what we do.
Exactly, man. Well, I'm looking forward to it, man. I know you guys are going to give out, like, you know, a whole plethora of information. And, you know, one thing I will ask you, though, because and I basically asked Angel about this earlier. You know, the actually attending the music conference and the difference between, you know, you even right now on radio, or, you know, maybe you posting a blog or, you know, talking about something in an article, as opposed to actually meeting somebody and actually shaking their hand, actually giving this information face to face. You know, the intimate, you know, the intimacy of actually going to an event and meeting someone. Can you tell me that, you know, you know, the power of networking at music conferences for you? How do you feel about it?
I think they're great. I mean, every conference is different. They're all different. You know, it's what you make out of it as an attendee and as a participant. You know, I've been to these music festivals for the last 17 years of my life in every genre. At the end of the day, come prepared, do your homework, see who's speaking, and, you know, don't bombard people with dumb questions that, you know, you don't want to ask publicly. Just ask them the intelligent questions that you know that you want to get answered. And, you know, people appreciate talking to you about stuff that, you know, it's knowledge that you didn't probably understand or have an inkling for, and we get to explain it to you from a panel. We're just regular people trying to show you what we already know and how to get you to a new place of knowledge so you can go out and do your thing without any hiccups, you know?
Exactly, man. Thank you, man. I see we've got Jim Chambers up, and we're going to get ready to jump. Bring him on the line. Talk to him quick. But let me ask you one question, Dave. One question. Just anybody that may be listening and maybe planning on attending, what's like the one question that you just like, God, please don't let these people ask me this one damn question, please? And I know you're going to, every time you go somewhere, bro, every time you go somewhere, somebody's going to ask this one damn question, and you're like, what is it? Stella, so we can.
All right. Well, because I live in Atlanta and we, you know, we are the hip hop city, the number one question I get asked is, somebody registered my song incorrectly. How do I fix it? So let's just say somebody put out a track and all of a sudden it's now spinning on the radio. You know how quick that can happen. It goes from social media to radio really fast. Mm-hmm. If the song's not registered correctly, you can submit a work registration correction. Or if you have a relationship with any person like myself, which I'll be glad to give my email address out and stuff for people to know, you know, it's easy for us to fix that as long as you provide documentation showing, number one, a split sheet that was signed by all the writers on the song. And that's the number one thing I stress when I talk. If you don't have a split sheet showing that you participated on the song, that you were the producer or you did the top line melody and lyric, then you have nothing. So a lot of times songs just get registered and no one ever signed off on anything except the producer who's putting the whole thing together. So there's a lot of things that go on between the payouts, which are 6 to 9 months from the time of the release of the song. That's from BMI standpoint. So, you know, people get upset saying, oh, you know, I was on this track and I never got paid. Well, now you know. You can fix a song. It's not that hard. You just have to prove with documentation that you're actually on it. And that's why I always say to people, don't leave the room unless you got a signed split sheet or you know the people well enough that you can get one in after the fact. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly. No, I know exactly what you mean. I hope they do.
Yeah.
We'll dive more into that down June 22nd in Tampa, Florida. But one more.
Looking forward to it.
One more. You got to pull up. You got to get in your car. You got to get, you know, take a flight. Whatever you got to do,
got to make it down to Tampa, June 22nd for the Tampa Music Conference. Thank you, man. We got I see somebody that wants to get some tickets also, and we also have Jim Chambers on the line. All right. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for having
I really...
me, guys. See you soon.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
See you in June. All right. We're getting ready to come up, Angel. Real quick, we're getting ready to bring Jim Chambers on. But real quick, we've got our last set of tickets to give away. All right. Again, if you won the other, if you won the other ones, please give me an inbox. Drop me an inbox on Facebook if you know me personally. Or please email me at k100radio@gmail.com. All right. Before we go to Jim, area code 929, Malik Young. Malik.
Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your boy Malik.
What's going on, Malik? You want tickets? You called in for tickets to win tickets? We got one pair left, bro.
I definitely did. All
right, man. They're yours. Where you from, bro? Where you from?
Originally, I'm from Georgia, and I'm back home now. So, yeah.
All right. So you're gonna, so you are gonna make your way down. I don't want to give you these tickets, Malik, and you don't go to the conference.
I'm going.
All right. Absolutely, yeah. You got him. You won. You won the last ones, bro. Congratulations. If you see our Facebook feed, I don't know if you see it or not, but if you do, please comment. Just drop a comment, say I won the tickets or whatever. If not, please leave me an inbox at the K100 Radio page, Malik. I remember you. Or just email us at K100 Radio. But make sure you get in contact with us ASAP so I can get you the tickets. All right.
All right, I'll do that right now.
All right, man. Congratulations. You dig? That's it for the tickets. Finito. All right, Angel. We're getting ready to bring Jim Chambers on. Tell us, introduce Jim for us, and we're going to bring him on the line real quick.
Okay, so I feel like we're really lucky to have Jim at the Tampa Music Conference this year. He's going to be speaking on our marketing panel. Jim has 20-plus years of music experience, specifically in marketing. He's got a couple of Grammys under his belt. For different work that he's done. He's worked with Dave Matthews Band, Outkast, Fishbone, TLC, Usher, Tool. He's done work with Red Eye Distribution, Sony BMG. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Right.
It's a wealth of information. But more than that, I really like what he's doing right now, man. Right now, he's the Music Box is a school, is a music school, you know, and he's basically molding the new generation into coming up and doing things the correct way. He doesn't just teach them how to play music. He teaches them how to market, and he teaches them how to do shows and how to do things correctly, and I admire that a lot.
Absolutely. Well, we're bringing him on the line right now. Jim, what's going on? How you doing? Welcome to K100 Radio.
Thank you very much, gentlemen, and thank you, Angel, for that very nice introduction. Good to talk to you guys, and a big shout-out to ATL. Hello.
Absolutely. Hey. All right, Jim. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to, like, meeting it. I haven't met anyone that's on the panel. I've never met anyone personally on the panel, and a lot of you guys, it's kind of my first time really hearing about you, so I'm just excited that some of the people that may be just generally attending, even though I'm a panelist, I want to meet all you guys and shake all you guys' hands. You know, real quick, Jim, tell us, how do you feel about the Tampa Music Conference and, you know, being invited out to be a panelist, if you don't mind, really quick.
Not at all. I was so happy that Angel reached out regarding the conference. And, you know, what I like about it is that Tampa, I believe, needs more of this. And as close a community as I do find it to be, I think that when you're able to get real executives or guys with some knowledge and share that with, you know, whoever it be, which whether it's just a, you know, one genre or songwriters or whoever, if we can just share that knowledge and give it back, I will do that anytime, anywhere. So I'm thrilled to be a part of it. It seems like there's a lot happening with it, and I'm pumped, man. It's going to be great.
Absolutely, man. I'm looking forward to it. Just to get some more insight, and I see I got your picture on the screen right now, and Angel alluded to it that you're the president of Music Box. Can you tell us a little bit more about Music Box for those of us who may not be familiar with it and what it is?
Sure. Well, a little backstory is that my primary career lied within the record label system, and before I knew it, after being laid off countless times, I ended up back in Tampa. I was in New York, and I decided to teach music lessons. And there's a long story there. But as we speak, I have a music academy called Jim Chambers Music Box. And one thing we really do shine on is the growth and development of young, talented bands. And, you know, I'd like to say that we've all seen that band that has been done that Deep Purple song here and there. Our bands, you know, they stay together. They record music together. We do photo shoots and real things. We pitch press. We make records, and we put on iTunes. And it's all kind of taught and really managed, and you learn a lot from it. And I've been doing it for a couple of years now, and it continues to blossom. And, you know, before you know it, these young people will comprise the music scene for Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, and I'm thrilled that that's happening under my watch.
Absolutely, man. That sounds like a really great idea. That sounds like something that's really dope that you're doing. And I'm pretty sure that, you know, there are going to be a lot of people that can benefit from meeting you, you know, down there in Tampa directly and really working with you. I know you got a lot of insight. You know, Angel, anything that you wanted to add to that, Angel, that he said? You know, that you want to kind of throw in the fray about Music Box and, you know, how you feel like it correlates with the Tampa Music Conference?
Well, other than the fact that, you know, it is in Tampa, I like the fact that it's bringing up the new generation, and it's bringing it up in a correct manner. They're doing it right, man. They're really doing it right. And, man, Jim has, like I said, he brings 20 years of experience to the table, and he's done so many different kinds of stuff that are part of the music industry that a lot of us don't even think about. Like, at one point, he was licensing music to theme parks.
No, you know, that's crazy. You would be the first person ever in the industry, Jim, that I met getting music to theme parks. You'll be the first.
And guess where I sold it? I sold it to Six Flags in Atlanta. Yep.
Wow. It's a little disheartening for myself. How'd I miss that plug? Okay. Okay. All right. So the plug is out of town. Okay. Yeah, no, seriously. No, I really didn't. I've wondered I wondered when you out, and of course I've been to Six Flags. I got kids, so you know, I've been to Six Flags more times than I literally want to be. I wanted to, honestly. So, you know, we got season passes and all kind of stuff throughout the course of the years. They're older now, so I'm like glad they're kind of going out of it. Thank God. But we've been there a lot, and I've always walked around the park listening to, and when certain kind of music come on, I'm like, I wonder who actually made that happen. You know, I've always wondered myself, you know, where was that actual plug at? Never actually ran into no one. Out of all the people that I know up here, coming to find out, they're not here. Why didn't find them? All right. You had to be something, bro. I couldn't find that person. I knew they was out of town or something. So that's really great to know also as well. So, I mean, it looks like this panel that you guys, these panelists that you're going to have down there, man, everybody is unique, you know, in their own right. Some, you know, I told Angel, I'll say it because Jim is on the line. Oh, I see we've got Courtney. Courtney Seals is also called in too. So our third guest is also called in. So we and we're coming up on this on the hour, but we've got more time. So we're going to make sure we move right along and bring him on the line. But, you know, just this wide array of panelists that you have, Angel, everybody's doing something different. Like everybody that you've got, even though we're all in the industry, everybody's got their own kind of thing that they're specializing in. And I think that's really great. You know, I like to go to music conferences, and they have like DJ panels and everybody's a DJ. But then again, sometimes like, okay, everybody's a DJ, you know what I'm saying? Everybody's kind of doing the same thing, but now you've got these different people that have all these different platforms and lanes. Really dope, really great.
Yeah, that's done on purpose. You know, we want to have variety and kind of get different views, again, because we have so many different types of people that come to the conference, not just artists.
Right, exactly. Well, Jim, I really appreciate you calling in. I'm looking forward to meeting you in person on June 22nd. Thank you for taking the time out to introduce yourself to everybody. Any parting words that you want to give to anybody that may be attending the conference?
Yeah, I think you're going to see a lot of talented people in the room and a lot of people seeking knowledge. So if you have that knowledge or seeking music knowledge or questions, I think this is a great time and a great conference to do so. So, yeah, come down on the 22nd, and you'll guarantee to learn something and hopefully benefit your music career.
Absolutely. And in the course of this call, we've only been for an hour, a little over an hour now. I've already learned a couple of things, like already. And
you know, this is not even really the conference. This is like the introduction to the conference. I'll tell you about the conference, not the conference. So just imagine, you know, if you guys come and for everybody who won the tickets, big ups. But everybody else who's listening, if you didn't win tickets, don't let that stop you. What's the price? Can you mind giving us some prices real quick, Angel, so everybody know what they're walking into when they're hitting the website and how can they get the tickets?
Absolutely. The easiest way to find the tickets is, I know this sounds corny to say it, but really just Google Tampa Music Conference and it'll come up. Tickets are only $35, man. We're not hitting anyone over the head. It's only $35 if you buy them in advance. If you wait until the day of, it's going to be $50 at the door.
All right. So buy them in advance if you know you're going. Which makes perfect sense. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to worry about everybody. We got all these apps and all these other kind of stuff to make sure that everybody's going to be straight when they come up to the door. All right, Jim, thank you, man. I'll see you on the 22nd, bro. All right?
All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
Absolutely. All right, we've got one more guest, and we've got Courtney Big Bear Steele. And Angel, tell us about this panelist, and we'll bring him on the line. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, Courtney, he's also from Atlanta, man. And he has such a dope resume. I was really excited that he agreed to come see us. If you know the R&B group 112, this is the man behind 112. Not only did he manage, he discovered them. He's done work with a whole bunch of people. He's a songwriter. He most recently, Yellow Wolf was also one that he put on. So the list is really long, man. But just like everybody that you like, you know, he's done work with Big Boy's Purple Ribbon label. It's just really all over the place, but it's very, you know, like I said, the list is way too long to start listing it, but yeah, man, not the best introduction, but I tell you, he does have the resume.
Don't worry about it. We're going to let him do it. Yeah. Courtney.
Big Bear. What up?
Well, welcome to the Radio, brother. Thanks for rocking with us, man. We appreciate you, man. What's happening?
Man, everything is good, man. Thank y'all for having me on. Appreciate it. What's up, Angel?
Hey, Courtney, thanks for joining us, sir.
Oh yeah, man, I'm ready to rock.
Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead
and thank you for that kind of introduction, Angel.
You know what? I have to be honest. Words failed me. You know, I don't think I could have done it. It is quite a lot of work you've done.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was great. You liked it, right? You liked it, Courtney, right?
Yeah. I loved it.
Absolutely. All right. So let's jump into it, shall we?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. I am your host, Blizzard. Thanks, buddy, for tuning into the show. I'm going to call the number out, but pretty much it's useless now because we're giving away all of our tickets. All right. So if you want to give a shout out to the Tampa Music Conference, if you just really rock with the Tampa Music Conference, if you just love these guys over there, Bitten Records, then at the end of the show, you can hit the phone lines and I'd let everybody give a real quick shout out and then we'll wrap it up after that if you want to. 347-940-0966. Big up to everybody watching us on Instagram Live and Facebook. All right. So, Courtney, Big Bear.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know what you're talking about. I feel like I want to call you Big Bear. You know what I'm saying? Like
That's it. That works.
It feels right. This feels right. It felt right coming out. All right, Big Bear. We got Big Bear in the building. Tell us about how did you get link up with Angel and what made you decide to be a panelist at the Tampa Music Conference this year?
A friend of mine who used to work with me at Purple Ribbon Records, Equimini Records initially, Marche Butler, who was with BMI, connected myself and Angel, and they thought it would be a great fit for me to be a part of this Tampa Music Festival. And I was thankful for the opportunity and look forward to coming down and sharing my story as well as some, you know, history and as well as some maybe help somebody with some information that could give them some direction or some pointers in this thing we call the business of music.
Let me ask you this. I'm pretty sure this is your first hurrah at a conference, obviously, with the resume that you have. Do you reserve some information for events like this? Like, you know, let's just say somebody randomly comes up to you or maybe talks to you online, social media, like that. Are there things that you just say, look, some stuff I just hold off my jewels until I'm in the appropriate setting where I feel like people are really, really, really going to soak in what I'm saying. I know people give out information and advice and game all the time, but sometimes do you hold on to those jewels for events like this?
To be honest with you, I don't. I don't really reserve it. I'm not accessible as I probably want to be, but if I'm engaged in a place to share information, especially with these young artists and young producers and young writers, I give freely, especially if the energy is right. You know, you kind of can tell who really wants to know, you know, as opposed to someone who's just entertaining a casual conversation. So I love to share information. I think that's part of my responsibility as a, I guess you would call a veteran in this music business. So I take every opportunity to share information. Sometimes I can be a little harsh, though. I don't really pull no punches, and I really make it, as the church would say, make it plain, pastor, make it plain.
Right. You'll fit right in over here. Yeah. You'll fit right in over here, K100. That's exactly what I think.
I don't have much of a filter, and so I'm trying to figure out who I'm going to be talking to, so I can make sure I don't say too many adult words.
Oh yeah, I think it's a really great idea that Angel is not having any alcohol at this event. That's gonna be able to keep me real nice and quaint. You know what I'm saying? But we'll work it out. We're going to make the people still get the facts and the information, brother. I promise you that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know, coming down to these events in music industry, Tampa Music Conference, bro, what's some of the things what's the one thing, like, over the course of maybe the past year, because everything is changing so rapidly, I don't even want to go back too far, but over the past year, what's the bit of information that you feel you want to give out to the artists, like something pertinent that you know that's coming down the pipeline, or something that you really feel like everybody right now today needs to know, that you may drop a jewel on them down there?
Well, to be honest with you, regardless if it was a year or 20 years or 25 years ago, there are specific things about this music business that has not changed, and that's always going to be customer service. You know, you are, as an artist, you have to understand that. Or you don't have to understand, but the public will let you know by whether or not they support you by the way you support them. It's what you give, it's what you get, you know, at the end of the day. And I think for a lot of these young artists, as well as old artists who had the opportunity and part of their schedule to do artist development to make sure that they gave great performances, it's even more important today now with record sales not being that high, but, you know, with streaming and things going on, it's still nothing can compare to the career of having, the opportunity to have a touring career and to be able to command a certain dollar for your performance based on the quality of your performance and your fans leaving every show feeling like they got their money's worth.
Right.
So that hasn't changed. That won't change. That's what's going to keep these artists alive when their records aren't selling anymore, which they won't always. That live performance will always be something that a fan will say, I have to go see Cap G because his show is so live. I got to go see him. I always have a great time. He always gives his all every performance, and I leave feeling like I had an experience. That's what fans pay for.
Great advice. So, yeah. And I feel like the Tampa Music Conference is the same way. It's customer service, right, Angel? It's the same thing with the conference. You guys have got to come down there and you got to put on a great conference with some great panelists and a great environment and a great atmosphere. And that way it keeps going and people want to come back every year, right? Goes across the board.
That's the plan.
Let's do it.
Yes. Well, we're running up on the back end of time, but I really appreciate you taking a moment to call in. Bear, Brother Bear, Big Bear, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate the opportunity. And for all your listeners, you can follow me on my IG, which is at Higher Level Bear, Higher, H-I-G-H-E-R, Level, L-E-V-E-L, Bear, B-E-A-R. And hit me up, DM me, get some information, whatever y'all want to know about me and my history. I've been in this business for, blessed to be in this business for a little bit over 25 years, and I've worked right. with some of the greatest of all time. So I look forward to sharing.
Absolutely. And I look forward to meeting you down there on June 22nd, brother. Good stuff. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it, all right?
Appreciate you. Thank you. All right, Angel. See you soon.
Thank you. We'll see you soon.
All right. And that's that. We gave away tickets. We came. We saw. We kicked ass. This is dope. Angel, did you enjoy yourself?
Absolutely, man. It was good being here.
Absolutely, man. Well, again, like I said, I'm really thankful and honored to be a panelist at the Tampa Music Conference this year. I'm going to enjoy myself. You know, I don't have any parting words for anybody that, because I think people, you know, if you never met me, you never heard of me, then you should know what to expect after you watch this segment. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to entertain, but I'm also going to be frank. I'm also going to be honest all the time. You know, I appreciate Angel and Carol rocking with me before they even invited me out. You know, Carol would always tune in to the Illa Kill segment and, you know, give her feedback to artists and, you know, the artists from the label submitted music, you know what I'm saying? All kinds of stuff. It was ways that we actually were still showing love and working with each other before I was even invited out as a panelist, which made it, you know, which is why we're doing this now. You know, this right here, this whole setup right here, this whole segment is because these guys showed me love way before I was a panelist. They, you know, they were supportive. And, you know what I'm saying, before I was invited out. So, you know, of course, it's only right that, you know, they're going to make me a part of their event. I do everything in my power and use my platform to make sure the people know about it and make sure you bring your ass out to the Tampa Music Conference. All right. Parting words, Angel. Is Carol going to say anything, or is she just going to kind of just lay back over there and cut the whole night? She's not saying nothing.
She's a little microphone shy.
I knew she wasn't going to, but she talks when she's in Illa Kill, though. Like down in Illa Kill, she'll talk.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she'll talk. Yeah. Any parting words?
She, you know, she talks, she types. You
yeah.
don't hear what she says.
Well, yeah,
I hear
true.
What she says.
Right, exactly. It's a big difference, though. It's a big difference.
She does love the segment. And, you know, and even after the conference, we'll continue supporting because your platform is strong, because your platform does good for people and it is needed. So thank you for that. Thank you for all. I mean, I learn stuff from you all the time, too. You know, I save some of the stuff that you post so I could read it later. And that's one of the reasons you're coming on board. And just like you, everyone else has something that I saw in them that I said, yeah, man, I could learn from them. And that's why they're on the panel. We focus so hard on, we work really hard. We work, this starts in January. And we work really hard to give you more than your money's worth. We work really hard to give you education, good opportunity to network. After that, you know, we go to the after party and we kill it. But, no, it's Tampa Bay, bro. It's the beach.
Yeah. Exactly.
Can't go wrong.
Exactly. So I can drink then, right? Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The Tampa Music Conference, June 22nd, man. Angel and Carol, appreciate you guys having us out, man. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Whoever watched this segment, Instagram Live, Facebook Live. This was recorded, so this whole thing will be on SoundCloud, and I'll also upload it to YouTube in case you missed any parts of it and you want to just sit back and listen to the conversation. A couple of jewels were given out already, you know what I'm saying, before we even got down there, man. You know, but just if you want to know more about this conference, you know, you want to know more about what these guys have got going on, you know, this should be enough. You should leave this particular segment, this little 1 hour, and feel real good about spending you $35, bro. It's just $35, $50 at the door. All right, we're going to ride out to one of the artists that's actually performing down there. See Renee. That's what we're going to jam out to as we leave. You don't mind that, do you?
Nah, absolutely not, man.
This is See Renee. This joint is called Love After. If you like this joint, she's right down there. I think she's still in the Facebook feed down there kicking it. Check it out, man. Really dope artist. And she's going to be performing at the Tampa Music Conference. Big ups to everybody. I will see all of you guys there. This is K100 Radio.
Yeah. night for you. The loneliness has got you, and now you're feeling blue, wondering what if and why is this your life. You look back on what you just went through and cry. Shake it off, girl. Shake it off, girl. You're grieving, that's a sign. But take care of your heart, cause when he's gone, he's gone. That much is true. But don't worry, I got somebody out there for you. There.
The struggle and the
run into the wrong one instead of Mrs. Right. Now look at you, you're blue, your clouds are gray, your heart is broken, you're calling it a day. Don't worry, this feeling won't last always. One day you're gonna wake up, it'll be a new day, cause when you're gone, she's gone. Yeah, that much is true, but I know that you got some real living to do, baby.
Officially bossed up. Submit your info to btmbmagazinepr@gmail.com. Get featured in the fastest growing lifestyle magazine catering to the underground and the well-known. BTMB always delivers the latest entertainment news. Catch up on your favorite entertainer, fashion designer, singer, rapper, actor, or community hero. Bosses That Meet Bosses wants to shed positive light on your story. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BTMB Magazine. To purchase your copy, visit madcloud.com/browse/BTMB Magazine. Bosses That Meet Bosses is where your story lives.
Artist, are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music? Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
Let go! This is a shout out to all rappers, R&B singers, entertainers, BeatsByZen.com. If you're looking for that exclusive production like you're hearing in the background, go to BeatsByZen.com. When you need that industry sound for a reasonable price, go to BeatsByZen.com. Hey, yo, Sid, let's let them know. Turn up, BeatsByZen.com. BeatsByZen.com.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Hey, yo, young
DJ Khaled.
This is your boy Lil Wayne.
Hey, what's up? This your boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new
music first.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
It down. Hey, yo, great show, man. I'm going to be ready to go ahead and upload it up to YouTube. I got a little bit of time, so I'm going to go ahead and throw the YouTube and the SoundCloud up real quick tonight.
I appreciate you, man. Absolutely. Really, for real. Thank you.
Oh, no problem, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is just out of respect for having you guys have me out for your panel, man. You flying me out and everything, you feel me? So, you know, this is only right. You know what I mean?
Beautiful, man. We'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right, bro. Later.
All right, take care.
Them bottles popping, some hoes calling us. Quit fooling around now, playing around now. This for real. Quit making a stack bag, make us a meal. I mean, get us a deal. Come on, don't fix this meal. Tell me
hey,
how
Malik,
feel.
Hit me up on the inbox when you get your tickets, Malik.
When it's getting really ain't got no chill.
You hit me up on this inbox,
man. That don't for rent. You know how to treat a dog. I mean, don't let money spend. She said you a sweetheart, a sweetheart. Things tend to go a little different around here. We pimping.
Quick cat, baby. Saturday in the morning. No Juliet, no Romeo, no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'.
Hey, yo.
Quick cat, baby, Saturday in the morning. No Juliet, no Romeo, no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'.
We pimpin'.
P-I-M-P, who the shot to them? I'm the girl, let him sugar, watch him follow him. Had the homies come through for 100, that be the block. Take your shoot, we going up on the Instagram. Higher than a ceiling fan. I'm whipping bricks in the kitchen and flying shoot out the window like I was Peter Pan. I handle my own shoot, I own shoot, I long shoot. Middle finger to the middle man. Anybody that can get it when they want it. Yeah, bitch, she gon' tell me when she come. 50 in his bitch and I ain't acting if nothing, that's my OG. If a trip and get the bus. More money mean more problems. If your look got the money, we gon' rob em. Boy, I'm simply a P-I-M-P. And I'ma let it go to the clip on empty.
My funeral, that dope for rent. Ain't know how to treat a dog. I mean, don't let money spend. She said you a sweetheart, a sweetheart. Things tend to go a little different around here. We pimping.
I'm getting big money. Starting to get hard to keep a new from hate. Yeah. I'm with a white chick. Google this. We in a racial date. This is a new wave. I'm in the new rave. And sit on sway. Come on. Like I'm special ed, but I ain't special ed. Trick, I got it made. We to make the paper. Hope you move on the same page. Yeah. You know, boy in the hood, I had you running like Ricky from a 12 gas. You know, my bottom. I done told her how to freaking 12 ways. A few tricks a day. That did keep the bill collectors away. Get my name on the street. Circulating. You heard I'm caking. I'm just trying to compete. Perpetrating was percolating. Yeah. I got game today. At your round, they tell you I put it down. So feels like I'm right next to a winning player in town.
They keep up my bureau. That dope for rent. Ain't know how to treat a dog. I mean, don't let money spend. She said she was a sweetheart. A sweetheart. Things tend to go a little different around here. We pimpin'.
Quick cat, baby. Saturday in the morning. No Juliet, no Romeo, no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'.
Hey, yo.
Quick cat, baby. Saturday in the morning. No Juliet, no Romeo, no dog. She report the pimpin', now back to trickin'.
tricking.
We pimping.
It's a game.
I came up from nothing, nigga. You can't tell me shit. Yeah, did it on my own. Take out my neck, take out my wrist. Yeah,
I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this. Now, nigga, getting rich. I swear every day we lit.
Yeah,
man.
Every day we lit. Yeah, you can't tell me shit.
Yeah,
remember I was broke.
Yeah,
now I'm getting rich.
Yeah, when you diamond colder than a fish, then you know you lit. When you quit to take a nigga bitch, then you know you lit.
Every day we lit.
Yeah,
every day we lit.
Yeah,
every day we lit.
Yeah,
every day we lit.
Yeah, every day we lit. Every day we lit. Every day we lit. Yeah, every day we lit.
Wait to get that vodka run, put it on my arm. They counted the 50 with my mom. The ball done. All my car came from. My chain glowing. I ain't going, man. Look where we came from. All your bangles got my name on it. She want me to put my name on it. I got the hottest 15, one of the best you ever seen. But she like it when I sing on it.
I came up with nothing, nigga. You can't tell me shit. Yeah, did it on my own. Take out my neck, take out my wrist. Yeah.
I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this. Now, nigga, getting rich. I swear every day we lit.
Yeah, every day we lit.
Yeah,
you can't tell me shit.
Yeah,
remember I was broke. Now I'm getting rich.
Yeah, when you diamond colder than a bitch, then you know you lit. When you quit to take a nigga bitch, then you know you lit.
Every day we lit.
Yeah,
every day we lit.
Oh, yeah.
Every day we lit.
Oh, yeah.
Every day we lit.
Oh, yeah. Every day we lit.
Yeah,
every day we lit. Every day we lit.
We lit.
Every day. We
can't wait to get that new drop. Put that on my block.
Yeah.
I just copped a new beam. Put that on my block.
Yeah.
I just set my game up. Got my change up. I swear on my niggas, I won't never change up.
Rollie all of my wrist.
Yeah.
Rollie all of my bitch.
Yeah.
I ain't going back, bro.
Never.
Now a nigga get rich.
Yeah.
I did it all on my own.
Uh-huh.
And nobody gave me a loan.
Uh-huh.
Now my diamonds on froze. Now I'm fucking niggas hoes.
Yeah.
I came up from nothing, nigga. You can't tell me shit.
Yeah.
Did it on my own. Take off. My neck, check out my wrist.
Yeah.
I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this. Now, nigga, getting rich. I swear every day we lit.
Yeah, man. Every day we lit.
Yeah.
You can't tell me shit.
Yeah.
Remember I was broke.
Yeah.
Now I'm getting rich.
Yeah. Yeah. When you diamond colder than a bitch, then you know you lit. When you quit to take a nigga bitch, then you know you lit.
Every day we lit.
Yeah.
Every day we lit.
Oh, 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 yeah. Every day we live, every day we live, every day we live, every day we
live.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. So every day we live, you can't tell me shit. Yeah. Every day we live,
Here I go, this Desi 5. Turn back with that crack like panty lines. Asinine, I get blow like dandelions. Took my hope to advertise. They say Tonya dead wrong. I say wrong, had to die. Looking this something, I don't keep it real no more. Drug dealers change, but the high stay the same. Prices go up, but the high stay the same. Gotta watch for undercovers like crying in the rain. Chilling in the crib with the lock on the door. Laying on the couch with the glue on the floor. With the non-reach security alarm breach, I just cut off all lights so I don't shoot my. I eat so much shrimp, I smoke so much hemp. The world too small for life, for a while, you see I got hope.